Let's pick up Phyllis in Avon Lake, and she's got a question about psoriasis and arthritis. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, you know, Phyllis, psoriasis is a very interesting problem in that the incidence of psoriasis went from 8% in America to 28% with the introduction of partially hydrogenated or trans fatty acids. So what I have found is that about 75% of the people, 3 out of 4, if they religiously eliminate hydrogenated oil, they don't have any psoriatic problem. But when I tell you this, this is no easy task, because when you go to eat out, you're getting the cheapest junk the restaurant could buy, and that is always trans fatty acids. And in fact, in New York City, they became so outraged over this, they passed a law that you could not sell or serve any food with hydrogenated or trans fatty acids. And yet I see a label. I was just looking at one of the trash potato chips, the national trash potato chip label, and I was so impressed. They said zero trans fats. But yet I flip the thing on its side, and I see it still says it has partially hydrogenated oil. Okay, well, that's a square circle to me. Hydrogenated oil is a trans fatty acid, so I don't know what game is going on here.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, I have never seen such resistance to eliminating this trash, because it mainly is money. It's always money. So for you, if you're a psoriatic victim, you have to not eat anything that you suspect may have a trans fatty acid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, you do better with more sunshine on the body. And, of course, living in Ohio, whoa, right now I don't think that's going to work out so good. Yeah, but the best that you can, even when it's, say, a little nippy, you could go out with something very warm for your chest and your upper body, and maybe wear shorts and expose your arms so you could get some sun. It's harder when you're African-American or Oriental, because the skin is thicker and you need double the exposure.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're Caucasian, then you only need about 15, 20 minutes, and this will be a tremendous help. It's even more help if you can expose the lesion site, like your elbows or your knees, okay?
Okay.
Now, what is the problem with psoriasis? Basically, it's a defect at the liver in the citric acid cycle, and you're unable to produce adequate amounts of fumaric acid. Okay, translated to English, chemicals coming from your food, going from your stomach, from your small intestine through the hepatoportal artery, have dumped in your liver and made a mess. Now, yes, you may have a genetic predisposition to this problem. However, these predispositions are what are called soft genes, okay? So they are under the rule of expression and suppression. Okay, so how could we express the healthy gene so we could get fumaric acid synthesis increased and kill this problem? So glad you asked. Basically, what you want is something that rejuvenates the liver. The best guy in town is something called reishi. And so how old are you, and how much do you weigh?
My son, he's 52, is for him.
Okay.
And he's close to 300.
Way over. Okay, well, that's making it worse.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you're probably going to have to backtrack for him, get him on the HCL detox kit. That's going to be probably the most important thing. And let me ask, is the psoriasis worse now than it was, say, 20, 30 years ago? Or how long has he been a psoriatic victim?
Well, you know, he thought he had just like dandruff at first, but now it's coming up that that's not really what it was. But so actually it's just gotten to the point, I think, like the last year.
I see.
That he's really, and now it's gotten into psoriatic arthritis.
Sure.
The sausage fingers and such like that, too.
You're going to need to get him to a QRA practitioner to deal with all these other issues. However, you'll see a tremendous help and maybe even a reduction in the weight by getting on the HCL detox kit. And the dandruff is telling you, or the dandruff-like, which ended up being psoriasis, is telling you too much sugars are going to the skin.
Mm-hmm.
This tells you he's overeating.
Oh, overeating in the diet. I know he eats the wrong foods.
Yep. Well, you may have to spend a little time with him if it's possible, or get him to a QRA practitioner if you will. But I would say the HCL detox kit will make a huge change. He may have an interference field, a scar, a trauma that's blocking him from using this, so he may need the stomach complex as well. As a tea, and you know, you got to size up whether he's willing to make some changes, because the horse can be led to the water, it cannot be made to drink.
Right.
He's got to be willing to take charge for himself. So he may need the stomach complex on special today, the HCL Detox Quantum Digest, and he needs to shift from eating high sugar rich foods to foods that are more like a starch, so that he can easily handle the foods he's consuming. One more thing I'd like to give him is adaptogen to rebalance the hormones, and here normally we just use three at breakfast.
Okay,
these couple things could make a huge difference for him, but stomping out the trans fatty acids, that's got to be the number one thing he needs to do. Okay.
Well, now right now he's seeing a rheumatologist internist, and he's on methotrexate.
Yes, I'm familiar with that. Yet this approach for dealing with psoriatic arthritis has been in use since the early 19. Well, I don't know about that. Certainly since the 1950s, and it's never been proven to work. All I can think of is that it's similar to chemo. Many of the people taking chemo, certain types of chemo, the mean survival time is less than if they were untreated. So why would someone do this, yet we continue doing it? And I think this is the same in rheumatology. It does not make sense to do this, you know. So what I would do is see if he's open to getting the nutrients the body needs to help it heal itself. If he is, then refer him to a QRA practitioner, okay? You'll just call the order line, you betcha. And I'm not sure where Avon Lake is, but...
Near Cleveland.
Cleveland, oh yeah. You should have people there, and give a buzz to the order line, and they'll help you with that, okay?
So you say HCL Detox and the Stomach Complex?
And Quantum Digest, of course. And Adaptogen. Those things should... and the last thing would be Reishi, of course. But the sad thing about Reishi is that Reishi will not work well if his pH is way off, and I suspect his pH is terrible, so you're probably going to need to also use pH Trio. You know, the longer he goes, the further down he goes, the harder it is to get back. So the quicker he takes some action, the better off he'd be. And the pH Trio would have to not be sweet, so he'd have to use the aloe drink, which finally is back in stock, and instead of the aloe powder.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye now.